Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Now for today's John Block commentary. When I was a little boy, all the news was about the war, World War II. Now today, 50 years later, we unveil the World War II Memorial, honoring not only the servicemen that fought in that war, but every one of that generation that pulled together to win the war. On this Memorial Week, as we continue to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq, let us salute our brave military men and women that stand guard to protect us. I'd like to read you some lines from a speech delivered to the cadets of West Point more than 40 years ago by General Douglas MacArthur. Duty, honor, country. Those three hallowed words reverently dictate what you want to be and what you can be and what you will be. They are your rallying point to build courage when courage seems to fail, to regain faith when there seems to be little cause for faith, and to create hope when hope becomes forlorn. The critics will say they are but words, but a slogan, but a flamboyant phrase. They will try to downgrade them to the extent of mockery and ridicule. But the words, duty, honor, country, build. They build your basic character. They mold you for your future role as a custodians of the national defense. And they make you strong enough to know when you're weak and brave enough to face yourself when you're afraid. They teach you to be proud and unbending in honest failure, but humble and gentle in success. Others will debate the controversial issues that divide men's minds, but serene, calm, aloof, you stand as the nation's war guardians, as its lifeguards from the raging tides of international conflict, as its gladiators in the arena of battle. For a century and a half, you have defended, guarded, and protected its hallowed traditions of liberty and freedom, of right and justice. Your guidepost stands out like a tenfold beacon in the night. Duty, honor, country. General Douglas MacArthur speaking to the West Point Corps of Cadets 42 years ago. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.